Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 25th day in the month of October 2025. Just a few days to wrap up the month. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. We couldn't have been here without your help. We couldn't have been here without your mercy and your grace. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, "The Lord is my deliverer." The Lord is my deliverer. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 10, In Christ Alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 9 to chapter 10. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 40 verse 17. Psalm 40 verse 17, we says, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God." Our Bible reading is taken from Mark chapter 7 from verse 32 to 37. Mark chapter 7 from verse 32 to 37. From verse 32 it reads, "There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. And so he took him aside, away from the crowd. Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Luke chapter 13 from verse 11 to 13 tells us of a woman who was bent for 18 years and couldn't walk uprightly. She must have visited many doctors and used different medications, all to no avail. However, when she encountered Jesus, she was set free immediately. There are some sicknesses that even the best doctors cannot treat. If you are experiencing any lingering sickness, you need just one touch from the great deliverer to make you whole. When the devil afflicts a fellow with an infirmity, he adds a lot of sorrowful things to the person's life. For example, besides suffering from leprosy, lepers also suffer isolation, which might lead to depression, especially if they are abandoned by their relatives and friends. If they had thriving businesses, the businesses might automatically shut down because some people might not even want to do business with them. In Luke chapter 17 from verse 12 to 19, there were 10 lepers who needed to be delivered from leprosy. When the mighty deliverer came on the scene, they were cleansed, and one of them who returned to give thanks was made whole. I believe this meant that he recovered everything that he had lost in the past. This is what the Lord can do for you when he is your deliverer. He can restore everything the enemy might have stolen from you, as if he never came near you at all. I pray that God will show himself mighty on your behalf, deliver you from every affliction and oppression you might be experiencing, and make you whole in Jesus' name. We have a deliverer. He is called the Lord of hosts. Psalm 24 verse 10, and the Lord is mighty in battle. We can find that in Psalm 24 verse 8 as well. He can deliver anyone, and nobody can pluck his children from his hands. Psalm 18 verse 20 from verse 2 to 3 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Beloved, if you haven't surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you are his enemy, and it is a fearful thing to fall into his hands. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 31. Because no one can deliver anyone from him. Isaiah 43 verse 13. Now surrender your life to him today, so he can become your great deliverer. If you are already a child of God and you are still in any form of bondage, I pray that the great deliverer will deliver you completely in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says God can deliver anyone and nobody can deliver out of his hands. If today you are listening to my voice and you are yet to give your life to Christ, I would not want you to fall into the hands of the Lord as his enemy. I want you to bow your head and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you because I have heard that you are our Lord and our Savior. I surrender my life to you this morning. I open my heart to you. Father, cleanse me of every of my iniquities and unrighteousness. Come and make my heart your dwelling place. I ask that from henceforth you take over my life. Let me live according to your will and your standards in the name of Jesus. Help me to be your friend today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As short as that prayer is, it is very, very strong and effective. I want you to just believe that the Lord has answered you. But first and foremost, I also want you to remember that it is not enough for you to give your life to Christ. You also have to join a Bible believing church where you can grow in faith and know more about this great deliverer. May God bless us in the name of Jesus. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And if you would like to share this message, you can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's available on our podcast. On our website, you can view, you can listen, and you can download. You can also share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.